Our Best and Our Brightest. Over 200 years ago, our country was founded by a group of patriots who believed that the citizens of the British colonies should have their own country. As a result, the Second Continental Congress declared the independence of the colonies and the United States of America was born. These founding fathers then went about forming a government, first with the Articles of Confederation, ineffectual, and later with the Constitution and Bill of Rights. The documents were incredibly well-crafted and inspirational in providing a framework for a government trying to form a more perfect union. These documents have been copied by emerging governments worldwide and have inspired countless struggles for freedom and democracy. So who were these founding fathers who crafted such an incredible blueprint to secure the blessings of liberty? The names are well known and long remembered and do not need repeating again. However, I suggest that they were a group of people who shared several important attributes. They were all very intelligent, well-educated, well-spoken, absolutely sincere in their beliefs, natural leaders, and driven to succeed. And for the most part, they were kind, caring people who truly wanted what was best for their fledgling country. I suggest they were the best and the brightest of us. Nearly 100 years later, our fledgling country was well established and, by most measures, secure and successful. It did, however, owe much of its success to the barbaric practice of slavery. Millions of Americans were the property of other Americans and often treated more as animals than humans. It would be up to one man, a very intelligent, very articulate, very clever, very cunning, and very kind man, to put an end to the inexcusable institution of slavery. I suggest that Abraham Lincoln was also the best and the brightest of us. Another nearly 100 years, and our country was in the midst of a devastating world war. Much of Europe was occupied by a country led by an inhuman tyrant and millions of people who were the victims of the world's worst genocide. Two individuals, Winston Churchill and Franklin D. Roosevelt, were, without doubt, the two leaders who had the greatest influence in ending that awful chapter in the history of our world. And Roosevelt went on to bring our country back from a Great Depression as well. I suggest that these two were also the best and the brightest of us. More recently, other intelligent, articulate, clever, and kind natural leaders have led our country. Two individuals whom I believe have epitomized these attributes the most are John F. Kennedy and Barack Obama. I suggest they were also among the best and the brightest of us. My question is this: where are the best and the brightest now? We desperately need them, and they are nowhere to be found. 9, 2020.